A little over a year after taking office, Little Rock's mayor is proposing new ways to strengthen the city. KUAR's Daniel Reen covered Thursday night's State of the City address.
Frank Scott Jr. made history in 2018 as Little Rock's first popularly elected black mayor. A few months after taking office, Scott used his first State of the City address to propose sweeping changes in the areas of education, law enforcement, and city government. This year, Scott recounted the appointments of Police Chief Keith Humphrey and Chief Education Officer Jay Barth as successes from his first full year in office. But numerous times, he urged the audience at the Little Rock headquarters of Heifer International to work with him, particularly in approving a 1 cent sales tax increase.
It will provide a designated funding source for our parks and zoo, implementing many of the recommendations from the R3 Little Rock Parks Task Force, such as repurposing War Memorial and Hyman Parks as true destination venues for our residents and visitors alike to include open line entertainment, an indoor sports complex, soccer fields, and a senior center with programming for our senior brothers and sisters on this side of the river.
Another signature message of Scott's campaign was to reshape the city's form of government. Scott said he would present two ordinances granting the mayor's office more authority and assigning the city's three at-large directors to regions encompassing existing wards.
In order to lift Little Rock, our government must work for the people it represents, and this ordinance will better allow us to work for you.
A promise of last year's State of the City was to create a city office of equity, diversity, and inclusion. Building upon that, Scott promised to hire a chief equity officer to help build partnerships with the city's minority and LGBTQIA+ communities. On the topic of opportunity zones, which have polarized many in underserved communities, Scott promised an anti-displacement plan as well as greater community engagement. Looking forward, Scott urged residents to be on the lookout for his 2030 plan, set to be released at the end of March. Daniel Breen, KYR News.